Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
There's that chant. We have not heard it too much this year here at Chase. That Warriors chant echoing through Chase Center. Schroeder with the ball at the logo. Guarded by Gilgeous Alexander. Goes by him. Hand off Payton. Goes up.
Oh! He dunked it on Hartenstein! Little elevation sensation for GP2. And the Warriors lead 114 to 105.
My fault.
Dub Nation, this is Trace Jackson Davis coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studio. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right. Tim Roy on that call from last year against the OKC Thunder. They, before he handled the Thunder last year. Two out of three? Is it two out of three? Yeah.
They're champs. It's not even my... Dude, you act like a trade went down with this Kuminga starting. It's just one game,
no, just
partner.
Recognize it for what it is.
What is it?
You know what? I'm not even going to say anything. Let's go to Tim in Raleigh,
okay.
North Carolina.
Man. Oh, he's I'm just a bubbly.
Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Look, man, I'm not even going to start no drama because I don't even know where it is any. Guru, you said it. Like, 6 months ago, this was the lineup that closed out the Lakers. He played a great game, and that was it. Like, why y'all making it? We really about to do this the whole year. Why can't y'all just simply say, yeah, this was a great closing lineup. They won the game. This was the lineup that closed the game out. This was one of the 18 games that when he returned, he played great. They had a good team. They played good that night. And they just move on.
No, Tim.
Like, why we got to do this? I told y'all need to get this kid royalties because now y'all going to talk about it, and then Willard going to come in on the crossover and talk about it, and we make it way more than it is. Like, let the kid, he ain't got to prove nothing no more. Just go play, he's going to play good. Guys, either he's going to play good and he's going to stay on the team or he's not and he's going to get traded.
Yeah, but Tim.
This is why I didn't want to go through this, guys.
But in the meantime, you got to just be honest. And Willard's coming up and nobody hates Kuminga. I hope he ends up being a starter. All I'm saying is you got to admit this is an early opportunity for Kuminga. This could truly be a byproduct of no Moody. It don't matter. But if this young man goes out and has the game that he had last year in L.A. on TNT, I mean, I'm just saying this is a footnote you put in the file. That's all.
Guru, how many we got on file that he done this?
Okay, well, Stani the Minnesota series.
Stani early talking about free throws, but when he hit game-winning free throws against Phoenix, we act like we forget everything the kid does. Like, it don't matter. We're going to always find a way to figure out what he don't do. He can't win here. So it's ridiculous, and you know how this thing goes, Guru.
Yeah, I thought you'd be happy, though, Tim. Yeah, I thought you'd be happy, though, tonight. Forget us just for a second. For him starting tonight, open tonight, and we really truly don't know the real reason. Maybe it's basketball reason for him to guard Luka.
Okay.
Just celebrate that and watch him tonight.
I'm happy about that. Okay, I love the way he's been playing in the preseason. I love the way he's trying to fill the stat sheet. I love that he's doing it the right way. Go out there, take about 5 to 10 shots, get you some assists, some rebounds, and keep doing what you've been doing in the preseason. That's all I really want to see him do. You're absolutely right, Guru.
Yep. Thanks, Tim.
I don't remember him closing out Phoenix with free throws.
I'm sure he did. Okay. One game, you know, a couple games. I'm sure
Tim
he did fine.
Like he was in the playoffs. I love Tim, man.
And, you know, Tim, Tim misses the bigger point.
Nobody hates
And it's
him.
That he's going, he looks like he might be going, starting some nights, not starting others. And that's something he's got to get used to again this year. But that's been at the root of some of the issues, is that some nights he plays a lot, some night he doesn't play a lot.
But like, Steve Kerstein, he look at Moody. Remember, he was getting his chain yelled. Yeah, I mean, this happened. So we got to, Warrior fans should know, like I'm not blown away. I'm just shocked because we just had the exercise of who's starting. But no Moody. And I'm just looking at Jonathan Kuminga and where he's at in his career with the Warriors and what went on. Okay, you got the first crack at it, and I'm rooting for you.
I mean, I do disagree with Tim that Kuminga's got nothing to prove.
Oh, no, that's where he was wrong.
I completely disagree. Oh, I mean, gosh. Unfortunately, Jonathan Kuminga has to prove that he can play with Steph, Draymond, Butler, and Horford maybe to a lesser extent.
And he did, we had a caller before we went to break mention Jimmy Butler did say, and that was during the Minnesota series, no Curry. You kind of like, I'm paraphrasing, I don't know where you guys got that. I could play with him, you know.
We got it from the coach. The coach said it. Not fans, the coach. I'll tell you what, you just, like, that's what I can't stand. Oh, you guys in the media, it's Kerr. It's Kerr. It's not the media. Kerr's the guy who's keeping Kuminga off the floor. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors-Lakers tonight.
Willard and Dibbs from Splash.
What's going on over there? They have a watch party?
Man, open at night.
Yeah, I know, but big watch party going on over there?
Yeah, there cannot be that
They're
guy.
Showing the game, too.
I would.
Yeah, and at the restaurant.
Hey, World Series start tonight?
Friday.
Okay. So the baseball fans all laugh at the NBA when the NBA takes a week off, but baseball's doing the same thing.
I did this last year when I found out I was on a Friday. What's bugging me? I think it stinks, but I'll be watching.
They do this every year.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It just gives the Dodgers the ring. Can I say something real quick about one of our brothers in the media, Rob Parker? He had the nerve, and you can call him, put him, book him. He had the nerve to say what Ohtani did Friday night wasn't that special.
That wasn't as special as Rick Wise. I told you that.
That is straight up hate. You should lose your credentials, Rob. Just tell me you hate a guy without telling me you hate a guy. 3 homers, 6 scoreless innings. That wasn't impressive. Come on, Rob. I'll give you the gamote, but come on.
415 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Steiny, you waffle back and forth. Oh, really? On what? On saying it's not me, it's Kerr, and then saying what you truly think about JK, which is the same thing. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much.
Kerr never said this offseason Kuminga would never start a game. You know what I'm saying? So he gets his shot. Let's go.
I'm kind of with Kerr. In this day, okay. I guess I'm a hater. In this day and age, with 53-point shots a game, you're gonna put a line. You want a lineup out there to work with Butler, Green, and Kuminga. All right, give it a try. Maybe it'll work. Yeah. I'm not sure how when 3-point shooting is so important. Yeah,
but
these
it's
days.
Not a 3-point contest, Donnie. And
but,
this thing, could
dude,
go,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
though.
But they could play 5 minutes and he could yank 2 dudes out. They could play 4 minutes well, and then 2 dudes come out.
Right. Then they're not playing together, is all I'm saying. So, I don't think this lineup is, you know, like the worst in basketball, right. But I do think it's got limitations, especially now with the 3-point shooting being like, I think this lineup may be able, you know, they may be be able to attack Curry. Like, when I mean attack, I mean defend Curry with more guys. And
basketball
just,
doesn't work that way.
No, it does, Steve.
So let's just say Horford was in there for the sake of it. So you got Horford, Pods, and Curry. Yeah. That would have sufficed for you?
Yeah. Because then
– I mean, Kuminga can shoot the three.
But it's about being guarded.
Mm.
It's about being guarded.
Mm.
And I don't think – it's like, I think it's going to be a long time before Kuminga ever gets guarded at the three-point line, because – there are other aspects of his offensive game that are, to me, way better than that.
Yeah.
He's got to prove that he can kind of beat you from out there, but he can't do it shooting three threes a game and making one of them.
I'll say this, and I gave Kerr his flowers. You could give them to him for so many different reasons, and being one of the architects of a dynasty, the coach, and to get four rings. But I said he's always open. I mentioned his interviews with Willard and Dibbs, and what I'm excited about, and Stein, he's going to tell us before or after the game what went into his decision to start Kuminga. You know, that's going to be one of the first questions, and we'll know.
Well, he might get asked that before the game if he puts the starting lineup out there.
Yeah.
And listen, the other thing is maybe he's just, and I mean Kerr,
yeah,
has just decided that when he's load managing any of the big boys, he'll just start Kuminga.
Yeah.
As a way to shoehorn him in and see if they can make it work. But I know that he didn't like that lineup last year, and if he doesn't like it this year and it's not working, how much is he going to go to it?
Yeah. I just hope when I see you tomorrow, obviously the Warriors win the game, but just from this standpoint, And Jonathan Kuminga getting the start. Stoney, I would love to come in tomorrow and tell you, I don't care what he shot from the field, if he got 7 to 8 rebounds, if, you know, 28 to 30 minutes, if he got 7 to 8 rebounds, just, to, you know, that was something you weren't doing for whatever reason, just knock that out the park if you can. Play sound defense, pick the guy up 94 feet, you can do it in your sleep. So I don't know why, I just got a little giddy up in my hitch because we played the starting lineup game, I just didn't have him in there.
Let's go to Mr. Lee in Fairfield. What's going on, Mr. Lee? How you doing?
Steiny Guru, my boys.
Hey.
Hey, man, I'm so tired. So we back to the new year, and everybody calling in again about Kuminga. Kuminga can do this. Kuminga can do that, man. We still trying to define what this guy can do. He should be defining himself what his role is on the team. And I'm tired of waiting to see what he's going to do. This is his fifth year. Don't get me wrong, man. The Warriors are okay, talented team. By the third year, if he was as talented as people keep calling in saying he is, he should already be starting. I harp on this last year. The two boys from Oakland, the Thompson boys,
yeah,
came in and they defined, this is what we do well. And you can't keep us off the court because we defend so well. We keep talking about Kuminga, and all we ever say, guys, he's athletic.
Yeah.
He's our most athletic player. We never say he's our second best ball handler. He's our second best rebounder. He's our second best post-up guy. He's our best post-up guy. All we keep talking about with this young man is how athletic he is. The league is full of athletic dudes. What else can you do besides jump out the gym and dunk?
I hear you, man.
You've got to be to do something else to play in this league, man.
I hear you.
Holla.
Like, Stoney, I'm a big Kuminga fan, but that hit home right there. And maybe tonight's the start in this season. As long as we have him, you know, we see a different version of him. Guys grow. You talk about it, Stoney. Well, he's still a kid. He's 22. They're going on 23. I'm just saying hopefully the lights clicked.
I'm more than willing to go in this season and everybody has a clean slate.
Mm.
But that's not the way it works. The way it works is Butler will get to be lousy for a little while, and we'll say, well, but look what he did last year. And you know what? It doesn't mean anything what he did last year.
Mm.
Same for Kuminga. Kuminga didn't do much last year. All right, well, he's got an opportunity. Like, I don't care about last year. Like, Jimmy Butler, Butler is just
he's the reason we still got hope, though, Stoney. I don't know where you were going with that. Let's put some respect to, because had he not come here, we probably wouldn't have made the play in. Let's be that real. But, and the reason now people are saying we got a chance possibly is because of Butler and what he's meant to Steph, Dre, and everybody.
Yeah.
That sounds like people.
I'm not like, why would you give better? I guess if you're a fan of the team, you give everybody the benefit of the doubt. But Butler's starting from ground zero, as far as I'm concerned.
See, I think that's unfair. In totality, you're right. But to strip him of what he did and what he changed last year, I think would be unfair.
So what does that matter? What is
your concern, if not saying you or anybody,
any of it matter?
Your concern level or your question for that manifesting should be lower because you tasted half of the dish.
He's just on a honeymoon period.
Why can't you take
the good with the bad?
Because there's no bad yet.
Yet, but what, like?
So I'm giving, I'm just thinking positives, partner. Like, honestly, let's just say what card in the deck of basketball does Jimmy Butler at this age and everything that transpired in Miami, how can he not be a good soldier?
Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I'm serious. Like,
okay, well then, have you not followed his career? Like, there are things that he brings to the table sometimes that aren't great.
But talk about it until we see it, though? It hasn't reared its head in Golden State.
And you know what? And
that's all I'm saying.
Well, I don't know that it's reared its head or not. I mean, maybe they've kept it behind closed doors. I don't know. But I expect the same Jimmy Butler that we got in Miami the last 3 or 4 years.
See, I moved on thinking that's done.
Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is presented by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. I don't know. Like, I just don't. Like, when you say, you know, the veterans are just so sick of the play-in, and they, like,
right,
can't stay motivated for 6 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it all is going to shake out at some point. But no, like, nothing that anybody did last year really matters at this point. Like, the Warriors were 28-7 with Butler and the big two.
Yeah.
All right.
But you
think they're
going
to be 28-7 with them this year?
I don't, but like, I expect them to be.
Well,
you know, and you prorate
the whole season.
Yeah. Like, Stani, I think this team can win 54, 55 games.
Well, that's like,
and that's seven more than they won last year.
Just FYI, I think 28-7 is like 60 wins.
Yeah. But I'm saying if they got to 54-55, which it might be to get you a 4-5. I mean, dude, they were seventh seed at 48-49 game wins. Like, damn, that's and now I feel like the West has gotten better.
Exactly.
Here come the Spurs. Here comes Memphis.
But that's the other thing. It's like the West is probably better this year than it's been in a long time.
Can the Warriors be a part of that, though? And I think they are. If that 28-7 is real from last year.
I mean, the 28-7 is real, but that's just 35 games, and it's a 35 games where Draymond Green, just by his word, said, yeah, we played harder in those 35 games than we did in the first game, or we were playing playoff basketball as soon as Jimmy got here. All right, well, I want to see what playing non-playoff basketball for half a season with Jimmy Butler looks like, or trying to play a whole season like they did the second half of last year.
And
what does that look like?
What I expect to see starting tonight. You know what I mean?
But how many games do they miss? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. That's the part that doesn't.
That's why you laughed at me when I brought up Will Richards, Stani. And you didn't laugh because he's a bum. But I'm just telling you, the way this thing is set out with the older guys, Stani, guys are going to get some opportunities. And Kuminga's one of them tonight getting a start. And we don't know why, but he's starting. Take advantage of it. And I'm sure Richards, if they're getting guys are getting blown by and Moody or Pods can't go or whatever, we'll probably see Will Richards, Stani. Like, I have that on my bingo card.
Right, and I'm very excited to see Will Richard, and I'm very excited to see what he brings to the table, but I just don't go into a season never having seen a player and like, oh, Will Richard's going to play a lot of minutes. He could be a part of this. Okay, part of what? Part of playing 15 minutes on a 50-win team? That would be pretty damn impressive for a second-round pick. Or is he a guy that's just got to play 12 minutes because they don't have enough players to play quality minutes. You know, there's a chance that the young guys could get a lot of playing time this year, and the team stinks. And maybe that's why they're getting playing time, because they had a lot of injuries and stuff. Let's go to Adam in Berkeley. What's up, Adam? How you doing, man?
Me too.
Hey, Adam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Fantastic, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hey, opening night.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Hey, listen, Stenny, we are championship, baby. I don't want to hear none of this. We're going to take it all this year. We were so close last year. Curry doesn't get hurt. Curry in the playoffs. Everyone's got to have a little faith. This is our run. Big run this year, boys. Have a great day.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
And here I go, Stoddy. There is something to say of watching your team all year. It looked lethargic. They pull off a big trade, the Devers trade, but it works right away. There is something to had Steph played in that Minnesota series, Stoddy, and they got beat 4-1. I don't think I'd be across from you today as excited as I am. But the fact that they stole that game, him only playing the first quarter, and then leaving and not coming back in the series, like, I'm like, you. Maybe you say, and I've done it. Women have accused me when I was single. Maybe I'm living in the past. But, Stoney, I can still taste what that Warrior team was, and people were afraid. And, unfortunately, Curry got hurt, and there it went.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did Houston look afraid? They lost the series. Did they look afraid?
No, they did not.
Okay.
And can I just ask me another question? Why would they look afraid?
Exactly. Like,
oh, okay. You say it because I said afraid, but yeah.
I don't think anybody's afraid of the Warriors anymore. Now, they might be by the end of the year if the Warriors are better than people think. This is for the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. If last year doesn't mean a thing, then what does it matter what Butler coming in? Yeah, it doesn't. Nothing matters except the game tonight and what happens this year. I mean, I don't care what Curry did last year in 2022. That's why I'm expecting him to be pretty good again, and so will all the other guys, and it's just a matter of where they end up in terms of their win-loss.
Okay, Stoney, if you truly believe that, then I think it's fair to not be surprised, like it sounds like you are, and I am, I admit it, about Kuminga starting if last year doesn't mean anything today. Last year means something because it wasn't pretty for Kuminga, and he's getting the start with everything that went off in the offseason. So it is a bit of a shocker for one game that he's starting tonight, but if you're going clean slate,
it's a clean slate for me with Kuminga. He couldn't play in this lineup last year, according to the head coach. According to the head coach, this lineup that he's using to start didn't work. All right, let's watch it tonight. Let's see what happens. Maybe it'll work tonight. Maybe Kuminga is a different player. Maybe Butler. I don't know. Maybe it just works this year.
And they still could have a different starting five come Thursday home opener against Denver.
Right. And then we're going to have to talk about How's Kuminga? How's he doing when he starts one night, comes off the bench another, starts off the bench? Like, I get Tim in North Carolina is like, doesn't get it.
Yeah, he's done.
But the reality of the situation, if Jonathan Kuminga doesn't have a locked-in role, then guess what? We're going to be talking about him.
But if he has a good effort, let's just say for the first eight, Stoney, that's how you build toward a role. You know what I'm saying? So I would just tell the Tims of the world that are all despondent thinking this doesn't mean anything because the it does mean something because he could be on the brink. This could be, I know it's one game, opening night. What a gift. That might be too strong, but the bottom line is this could be baby steps into him getting traction just up to a good start.
See, my feeling is the only way this can work, at least at this point, is if Jimmy Butler says, when I'm on the floor with Kuminga, I'll play like Kuminga normally plays, which has to be a third option.
Now, what if that meant not using as much gas or petrol?
Fine.
Dude, no, I'm looking at it from Jimmy's point. Like, I'll do that just to save.
I'm just saying, here's where I think Jonathan Kuminga does not fit. He's a scorer. That's what he does by far better than anything else.
Okay.
He's a scorer. But when he plays with Steph and Butler, he's a third option. So now you have a guy who scores first and foremost. That's what he does best. But he's a third option, so you can't really milk him like that. And then if he doesn't do the other things as well as you'd like, now you've got a scorer who's your third option who's not helping out in other areas. That's what I think sometimes Steve Kerr sees out there with Kuminga. Crossover next on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.